So now it's the 18th of April. Gosh, yeah. The month is over, half over.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's time for a visit with Tom and Alice. Tom Nichols and daughter Alice Nichols Bates, broadcasting over KVRE and brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, your Purina dealer, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs.
Well, on this Thursday, April the 18th, it's National Exercise Day.
Okay.
It's National High Five Day. It's National Animal Crackers Day. And it's National Lineman Appreciation Day. Well, I appreciate the linemen because if the power goes out, they are the ones.
They're on the spot. They do a good job.
They are the ones stretching through if it's bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we had the tornado here in the village, both First Electric and Energy.
Yeah, they were here.
They were here. So my hat's off to them.
Mm.
1924 on this day, the first crossword puzzle book is published by Simon and Schuster.
Mm.
What happened to the crossword series on Hallmark, the movie series?
I have no idea.
That was a great movie series because Lacey Chabert.
Well, they've had a lot of them that they've stopped and they've made a mistake in doing it.
I know, because that one was a good one.
I know it was.
I really enjoyed that one.
Yeah. Hm.
I don't know. They don't ask me these, you know.
No, they don't consult with us, do they?
They don't consult with us.
Hmm.
So, 1934, the first coin-operated laundry called a washateria opens in Cowtown, Fort Worth.
Oh. 1936 on this date, Gene Autry recorded his lifelong theme song, Back in the Saddle Again.
Oh, so let me guess.
What?
Let me guess what you want to hear this morning.
I'd like to hear it, yeah.
You'd like to hear it.
Gene with that great guitar intro by Johnny Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. Well, Simpson, if you're listening.
Okay.
The head dog is requested back in the saddle.
Yeah. 1968, London Bridge was sold to American Robert McCullough for £1 million. And he moved it. He took it down stone by stone.
Wow.
And moved it, reconstructed it in Lake Havasah, Arizona. That's where it is today.
I did not know that.
You did not know
I did not know that. Because when you started talking about the London Bridge, I was like, London Bridge is falling down. That's what kept going in my head, the nursery rhyme.
Well, yeah, but it didn't fall down. They took it down stone by stone.
So it's in Arizona.
It's in Arizona. Lake Havasah, Arizona.
Well, that's quite the distance.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
The things you learn on this program.
Yeah, see, I did not know that. I learned something today.
Yeah.
I learned something. Let's see, 1956, actress Grace Kelly became Princess Grace on this day when she married Prince Rainier of Monaco
mm-hmm.
in a civil ceremony.
Hmm.
Grace Kelly was so elegant.
Yes, she was, originally from Philadelphia.
Yes. She had that Jackie O quality to her.
Mm-hmm.
1979, the TV magazine Real People debuts on NBC. That was a good show, and I don't know where any of those people are.
What show is that?
Real People.
Yeah.
We used to watch that.
What was the girl's name on there?
Sarah Purcell.
That's right.
Yeah, Sarah Purcell. I just actually watched, because I realized that I have watched all the autopsies now. So I was looking at some other things on Reels, because I just love, like, delving into like these television shows and what goes on behind the set. And I just watched the one for Facts of Life.
Hmm.
And it was so good. It was really good about how, you know, the networks were competing at the time and NBC was last. Between CBS and ABC, they didn't really have any situation comedies that were doing well on the ratings,
mm-hmm.
except for Different Strokes. And then they did the spinoff with Facts of Life. And, how they started this show for a boarding school for girls and brought Charlotte Ray over. Then they cast these girls. And after the first season, they realized they had too many girls. They could, you know, for 22 minutes, for a 30-minute show, you couldn't properly write for 7 people.
That was a lot of girls.
It was a lot of girls. But, it was just fascinating.
Mm.
You know, just behind the scenes on all that. So I really enjoyed that. So if you see that on Reels, check that out. Also a great theme song, the Facts of Life theme song.
That's true.
That's one that always sticks in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So 1960, Kathy's Clown by the Everly Brothers enters the U.S. Top 40. 1977, Fly Like an Eagle by the Steve Miller Band and The Things We Do for Love by 10cc are both certified gold.
Mm-hmm.
1989, Simply Red single, If You Don't Know Me By Now, is released. And that's it musically. Did I tell you that Dr. Phil and his wife Robin have relocated back to Dallas?
I didn't know that.
They were out in California.
Doesn't he have a new television show?
He's got a whole network.
His own network.
That's his own network. I know this because, you know, at night I listen to the recap of the Kid Craddock Show. Mm. Well, Kelly was invited to the ribbon cutting and everything for the new network.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he's jumped California and moved back to Texas.
We need our own network, the Tom and Alice Network.
Do we need our own network?
I don't know.
I figure this radio station is pretty much our own network.
Yeah. You have a point.
I mean, I don't know what more could we do?
One of the things you'll like about the Garland County Farmers Association, and keep this in mind, if you have a problem with your lawn or, you know, weed problem, any type of problem, dying out, whatever it is, or a problem in the garden, you can go out there, and they have people there like Larry, who's been there for many years, who will give you expert advice.
Yes, he
about
will.
About how to solve the problem. Not only that, but they have the products on the shelves to do the job. That's something you can't do it at the big mart, you know, try to find somebody that knows.
It's hard.
You can't. But you can at the Garland County Farmers Association. There's Larry, there's Deidre, there's Jerry, Lori, all there to help.
They're all there to help you. And it's personal one-on-one service.
Yeah. And if you're having a problem with spiders, like taking over a boat dock, they have a spider spray.
Yes.
Effective. Very, very effective around docks.
It is. It's by Taro.
Well, they also have, we have two kinds. Demon spider spray and Taro spider insect traps, too.
I keep that here because especially in the spring and summer months, Tracy's the first one here in the morning. And
they build spiders outside, yeah.
Undoubtedly, he's always going to get into
a spider
web.
He's trapped in a web, yeah.
Yes.
He has to fight his way in.
Fight his way into the building.
Yeah. Tracy versus a spider.
I know. I would love to have footage of that, actually.
Some of the webs are pretty big, too. You can't see them until you're right up on them.
I know this. I would love to see him swatting around.
But they have Taro spider spray at the Garland County Farmers Association. And also insecticide killing soap. Fruit tree spray. Tree and shrub insect concentrate. And termite and carpenter ant killers.
Yeah. And they also have stuff, too, for poison ivy because that'll be coming out in abundance.
That's right. 1838 Airport Road is where to find them.
Well, born on this day, on the 18th of April, 1934, actor James Drury.
The Virginian.
Yeah, Virginian, yes.
Yeah, he's been on, no longer with us, but he was a frequent guest at the film festival, and he's a frequent guest on Ask Your Neighbor,
yes,
phone guest.
He was.
Nice guy, too.
1946, actress Haley Mills is 78 today.
How can that be? Little Haley is 78?
78.
From those Disney movies?
Yes.
I can't believe that.
I can't either. 1947, actress Dorothy Lyman. 1953, actor Rick Moranis. 1956, actress Melody Thomas Scott is 68. She has played Nikki Newman on The Young and the Restless for, Lord, it seems like my whole lifetime. You know, her husband's one of the executive producers.
That's why.
That's
That helps.
That does help. Mm. 1961, actress Jane Leaves. 1963, actor Eric McCormick and talk show host Conan O'Brien.
Mm-hmm.
1967, actress Maria Bello. 1976, actress Melissa Joan Hart, and in 1984, actress America Ferrera.
Join us tomorrow for another visit with Tom and Alice, brought to you by the Garland County Farmers Association, 1838 Airport Road in Hot Springs, your Purina dealer, and they're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and Saturday, 7:30 until 1 right now, but beginning on the 27th of April, they're going to close at noon. That's going to be their new Saturday hour, 7:30 until noon starting on the 27th. And we'll be back tomorrow.